Well, today we're visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2023 at Audubon High School, and we have four young ladies here to visit with today, and we're going to start with...
Callie Earlmeyer.
Callie, introduce us to your family.
I am the daughter of Brett and Deb Earlmeyer, and I am an only child.
All right, very good. Let's talk a little bit about coursework. What classes did you enjoy?
Any ag class kind of stuck out to me. That just really kind of jump-started into what I wanted to go into in college. Math has always also been a strong suit of mine, and it's just what I wanted to do.
Okay. What about teachers? Any teachers that you're going to look back on years from now as being ones that really pointed you in the right direction?
Yeah, I mean, there's been so many of my high school teachers that have. Mrs. Almquist has really helped me out a lot. She's been my FFA advisor for 5 years now, and Amanda Knuth, I haven't had her for a couple years, but we still talk pretty often, and she's been a great role model for me as well, and there's multiple different teachers that have also had an impact on me.
Okay, very good. Well, it sounds like you've had a great experience with some of the staff here. Talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
Yeah, I've been really busy throughout high school. I've been in softball, volleyball, trap shooting, golf, FFA, NHS, and Student Senate as well.
All right. Now, trap shooting is one I haven't heard much before. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we can start that in seventh grade. I go over to Dedham for Carroll County Shooting Sports, and I just kind of got started in it in seventh grade when my cousin asked me about it, and he's like, hey, I think you'd really enjoy this. So it's really stuck with me, and I'm going to end up doing it at BVU next year as well.
Oh, very good. Any achievements or accomplishments, things that you'll look back on proudly about from your high school years?
I think maintaining a 4.0 is probably my highest achievement. Just working toward that all 4 years has really paid off, especially with like scholarships and other awards that came with it.
Well, especially what y'all have been through during your high school years. You had a little bit of that shutdown phase and whatever else, an online phase. Did that make it more of a challenge to keep focused?
It was definitely something that none of us were prepared for when it came to us. Learning online kind of became normal to us after a couple years, but getting going on that was definitely a challenge.
Very good. Now, you said BVU this fall?
Yep. Yeah.
Why?
The college really stuck out to me, and it felt like home the most out of all of them. They have a very good ag business program, which is what I will be going into. So that also was just something that kind of stuck with me, and I could see myself living there for the next 4 years.
Okay. Ag business is what you want to get into. What do you want to do with that?
I'm hoping to return to a small town like Audubon to get into either finance within ag banking or ag loans, just to kind of help out farmers around here or anybody that would be willing to need them.
Okay. So down the road, years from now, you see yourself maybe back around this area?
Yeah, I'm really hoping to be in an agricultural-based community, whether it's a small town like Audubon, around Audubon, or just kind of anywhere in the Midwest.
Okay, very good. Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school in the fall?
Any hard work really pays off.
Okay, very good. Callie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, next we have...
Brittany Houston.
Okay. Brittany, tell us about your family.
My mom is Kim Leeper, and I have a lot of siblings, but they're not all from around here, so they're not really well known.
Okay. Hard to keep track. Yeah. Big Christmases, right? Very good. Talk about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
My favorite subject is probably English. I do a lot of writing, and that's probably my strongest subject as well. I spend a lot of time in the English room. I'm the copy editor of our yearbook currently, so I work on that a lot.
Okay, so you're a pretty creative person?
I would say so, I guess.
Okay. Does that stuff kind of come easy to you? Has that always been something that you've been attracted to?
Yeah, pretty much. I've always liked art, and I really like writing, and creative writing is one of my strongest skills.
Oh, very good. What about teachers? Any teachers that you're going to remember fondly?
Along with the English department, Miss Madsen. She is also our speech coach and our drama department coach. She really inspired me to be a better actress and work on my musical theater aspects.
Okay, very good. Talk about your extracurricular activities then.
I don't do a lot of sports through the school, but I am a dancer at Villa Dance Company through Atlantic. I've danced there for the past 7 years and competitively for the past 2 years.
Okay, how'd you get involved in that? Is that something you've always had a passion for?
I had a friend bring me to friend night in, I think, sixth grade. And I started off with tumbling and hip hop, and then the teachers really inspired me to stay there and stick with it. So I've just stayed there for the past 7 years.
Okay. And I'm sure since you get out of town a little bit to do that and you get to perform other places then too, you make some new friends.
Yeah, we For competitive dance, we go to about Omaha and Ames every weekend or every other weekend to compete.
All right. Well, you do get out a little bit then. Very good. What's next for you? Where will you be this fall?
I'm going to Iowa State, and I'm majoring in journalism and mass communications.
Okay. Why Iowa State?
My first grade teacher, Mrs. Jones, really loved Iowa State, and I think it's just stuck with me ever since then to go there.
Okay. And journalism, mass comm, why has that been attractive to you?
I really like writing, and I really want to make a difference in what people know in the media.
What do you want to do with that then? Where do you see yourself with that down the road?
I'm hoping to make it to like a big city somewhere in New York or on the East Coast, or either take the photojournalism route and work for like National Geographic and shoot across the world.
All right, very good. So you do have some dreams. Give those 8th graders some advice. What should they know?
Never be scared to do what you love and work hard your first 2 years of high school. Get all those core credits out of the way right away.
Okay, very good. Get off to a good start. Very good. Thank you, Brittany. Appreciate it. Next we have
Ellie Schultes.
Okay. Ellie, tell us about your family.
I'm the daughter of Chris and Shandy Schultes, and I have 3 siblings, Caitlin, Skylar, and Brody.
All right. Very good. Tell us about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
I really enjoyed STEM-related things, so science, math, anything with computers. Those were classes I enjoyed.
Does that stuff come easy for you, or do you find you have to work hard at it and you just enjoy doing that?
It depends on the subject at hand. Sometimes I'm really good at just getting it right away, but sometimes I have to work hard to understand what's going on.
Okay, very good. What about teachers? What teachers will you remember from high school that really kind of pointed you in the right direction?
There's quite a few, but recently I would honestly say our new music department teacher, Miss Champion. She's made a lot of difference in my senior year, and she's just a really kind human.
Right, very good. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
I don't really play sports, but I have been a manager for volleyball and tennis, and then I do speech and just NHS and Student Senate.
Okay. Any achievements that you're going to look back on years from now and think how proud you were of those accomplishments from high school?
It's not really a written achievement, but I'm just glad that I've gotten out of my shell, because freshman year with COVID and everything, I got shy and I was nervous all the time. But recently I've really gotten out of that shell, which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, I know that was a tough experience having to go out of the norm like that, but do you feel like you were able to use it as a positive and grow from that experience?
I felt like I was able to. It really made me focus on mental health, and that was a lot of with other people. And also, we got to experience new things and get used to online work, so that now that we have that now more, it's been different. So,
okay. Yeah. Excellent. What about the fall? Where will you be?
I will be at the University of Iowa.
Okay. Why did you choose Iowa?
It's the only bigger school around that has my major.
Which is?
Biomedical engineering.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to look that one up now, aren't we? What do you want to do with that?
I want to become a prosthetist and make prosthetics for people.
Okay. That's something I don't hear a lot when I visit with high school students. Where did that come from? Where did that spark come from?
It's got really all my hobbies in it. So it's got STEM related, and also I get to design things, so art related, and I just get to help people, which is really important.
Okay. Where do you see yourself down the road?
Hopefully with the job I want, and other than that, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. What about advice for the 8th graders? What do you have for them?
Respect your teachers, and also just enjoy high school as much as you can.
All right. Very good. Ellie, thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right. And next we have
Abigail Erickson.
Okay. Abigail, introduce us to your family.
I am the daughter of Tara and Richard Deist and Chris Erickson, and I have a younger brother named Grady.
All right. Well, let's talk about classwork for you. What did you enjoy?
My favorite classes were definitely science and English. I feel like I'm really good in the science department, and it came really easily to me. And I also really enjoy writing papers.
Okay, so you're using both sides of the brain.
Yes.
All right, very good. What about teachers? What teachers did you enjoy?
Definitely Mrs. Knuth. She definitely had an impact on me. She's one of my biggest role models and someone that I know that I can always talk to and can get support from when needed.
What do you think? I mean, it was a challenge for you with COVID and having to do the online thing. What about teachers? I mean, you see it from the other side too, because they face challenges they weren't used to as well. How do you think they navigated that?
I remember that when our freshman year, when COVID first hit, it was very useful for us to Zoom with teachers that went to the Audubon School District, but we also had online Spanish, and that was definitely a struggle because we had never met our teachers before. So that was very difficult to be able to communicate with them and do well in that class.
Okay, so everybody had challenges to work on. Yes. Very good. What about extracurricular activities?
I am not really involved in sports, but I am the volleyball manager. I have also participated in FFA for 5 years, NHS, Student Senate, choir.
Any favorites there?
I really like Student Senate. I am currently the vice president of our class, and I really just like being a leader and being able to plan things.
All right, very good. Well, let's plan your future. Where are you going to be this fall?
I'm going to Central College for kinesiology, where I hope to eventually transfer to Palmer College of Chiropractic.
Okay. Why Central?
Both of my parents went there, and so I went and toured there, and I just fell in love immediately. I liked how safe the campus was, and the campus there is so beautiful.
All right. Excellent. And so you've got kind of a career path charted out already. Is that something you've always looked forward to?
I knew that I've always wanted to do something in the medical career. I think that chiropractic is for me because I want to do something challenging where I'm not doing the same thing every single day.
All right. Well, that would fit the bill then. Give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know?
My advice is to not just push off your first 2 years. Definitely try. You may think that the first 2 years don't really matter, but they definitely do, and they will impact your GPA.
Yes, they do, and you want it to be positive, right? Thanks, Abigail. Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. That is, again, Abigail Erickson, Ellie Schultes, Callie Earlmeyer, Brittany Houston. They are some of the top students in the class of 2023 at Audubon High School.